Hey family, welcome back to Bible Study with Chris J. Today's title is called Reaping What We Sow. The seeds we plant do matter. Today we're going to dive into a sobering and powerful truth from God's Word. We reap what we sow. Now this isn't just a warning, it's a reminder of our choices we make. Our actions echo. Our lives are shaped by the seeds we plant every day. So whether you're in a season of harvest or still waiting for growth, this episode is for you, so let's get into it. Galatians 6, verse 7 through 9. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Whoever sows to please their flesh, from their flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Let's pause here for a moment. This verse is very clear, but it's also very heavy. It starts with a strong warning. Don't be deceived. But why? Because it's easy to think our actions don't have consequences. It's easy to live on autopilot, thinking we can plant anything we want and still expect God to bless it. But the principle of sowing and reaping is woven throughout Scripture, from Genesis to Revelation. God set this principle in motion, not just in nature, but in our spiritual lives. Now let's talk about why every seed counts. Think about it. When a farmer plants corn, he expects corn, not apples, not wheat. So what you plant is what you grow. The same is true spiritually. If we plant seeds of bitterness, we reap broken relationships. If we plant seeds of lust, we reap addiction and regret. If we plant seeds of generosity, we reap blessings. If we plant truth, love, and humility, we reap a harvest that glorifies God. Proverbs 11:18. One who sows righteousness gets a sure reward. That's the promise, but it's also the challenge. Every word you speak, every thought you nurture, every habit you choose, that's a seed. So what are you planting? Let's talk about the flesh versus the spirit. If you heard my other episode, we talked about that before. Paul gives us two clear soil types in Galatians 6, the flesh and the spirit. Sowing to the flesh means feeding our old nature. It's choosing what's easy, impulsive, and selfish. It feels good in the moment, but the harvest, it leads to emptiness, destruction, and distance from God. Sowing to the Spirit means walking in obedience, even when it's hard. Is choosing patience over instant gratification, forgiveness over revenge, truth over comfort. And when we do that, the harvest is deep, eternal, and abundant. Now don't give up in the middle. Galatians 6:9. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Now here's the part we don't talk about enough. The delay between the sowing and the reaping. You don't plant a seed today and harvest tomorrow. Some of you are planting faithfully, but feel like nothing is growing. Now hear me. Just because you don't see the harvest yet, doesn't mean it's not coming. Remember, God is always faithful. He sees your prayers, your obedience, your quiet faithfulness. So keep planting. Keep trusting. The harvest takes time, but it will come. Now let's talk about Jesus as the ultimate seed. The biggest example of this principle was Jesus himself. John 12:24 says, "Very truly I tell you, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds." Now Jesus sowed his life willingly. He was buried like a seed in the ground. And the harvest? Well, that's our salvation, our eternal life, and hope for every generation. What if we lived with that kind of surrender? What if we saw our lives not just as a field to protect, but as a seed to plant? Let's take a moment and look back on this. And I want you to ask yourselves these questions. Write them down in your journal, because these are ones you're going to want to pray over and maybe share with somebody. I don't know, but they're very powerful questions to me. First, what seeds am I planting in my life right now? Through my words, my habits, and the relationships I'm building. Second, am I sowing to the flesh or to the spirit? Now that one's kind of powerful, because as I was talking to some other people in different groups, we all battle with the flesh, and it's kind of difficult, because even though we are Christians, we still have those desires, and we still fight that. So be honest in that question. Am I sowing to the flesh or to the spirit? And you don't have to answer me. This is between you and God. To write that down in your journal, pray over it, and be honest. It's in your journal, so it's between you and God. Three, is there a harvest I'm praying for, but growing weary while I'm waiting? I am. I'm honest. I am. I don't know about you guys, but my patience is short. Four, what will it look like to trust God with both the sowing and the timing? I said, that's hard for me, because, again, honestly, I have a short patience level. I want everything like we all do, because it's our culture. We want everything now. We want to see it now, you know? But that's not God's timing. It may not happen for 10 years, it may not happen for 20 years, or it may not happen for 20 minutes. It's God's timing. You do the work, he'll see it through. I hope you wrote those questions down. If not, you can always replay this and answer them, write them back down. But pray over them. Again, answer them honestly. I did. Some of them I put on here with you guys. Some I wrote down privately in my journal with God. Pray through them, or even share them with somebody. If you feel comfortable enough to talk to somebody about it, go ahead. Again, you're planting that seed. Go ahead. Now, I'm going to leave you with this. Your life is a field. So what you plant matters. So plant prayerfully. Water with obedience. Wait with faith. And trust that God, our faithful gardener, is bringing something beautiful out of the ground. Even if you can't see it right now, he's faithful, and he always comes through. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the reminder that our lives are shaped by what we sow. Help us to plant seeds that honor you. Seeds of love, truth, patience, and faith. Forgive us for the times we've sown to the flesh. Give us strength to sow to the Spirit. Even when it's hard, and even when the harvest feels far away, Help us to trust that you're working, even in the times we're waiting. May our lives bear fruit that glorifies you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Bible Study with Chris J. I pray this episode touched you and encouraged you, like it did with me, writing it and throwing it up. Share it with somebody. Like it, comment it. Feel comfortable, leave your prayer requests down below and I'll try to answer them. God bless you. I appreciate your time. Continue in your word. Stay prayed up. Stay praised up. And keep planting those seeds. See what God grows. God bless you.